I can't ignore this, especially since we are a Michigan football affiliate. And there's actually, Pat Johnston, action, we could say, on our Michigan football page online at WSUW.com, because they released a schedule. Uh-huh. So I got a little of that posted there. Yesterday, as I understand it, well, I guess it happened Monday. Monday there was a Big Ten coaches call. I don't know if you heard about this, that Coach Jim Harbaugh. And this was from Sean Windsor writing in the Detroit Free Press. He phrases it this way, that Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh snitched on Ohio State coach Ryan Day. But in a good way, according to Sean Windsor. Of course, he writes for the Free Press, which means he's in Michigan. And, of course, anything against Ohio State, it's always a good thing. So what was going on is, I guess so, Ohio State coach Ryan Day was speaking during this coach's call, and that's when Harbaugh interrupted him and apparently accused him of breaking rules. Apparently there is a photo, it says here, that purportedly shows the Buckeyes assistant coach, Al Washington, on the field with his players, which is a no-no at this time.
Oops.
No on-field coaching is available until today. So this is a photo from previous to today.
Prior, yeah.
According to those who were on the call, Coach Day of Ohio State said to Harbaugh, "How about I worry about my team and you worry about yours?" And in fact, Day got really testy and said that Harbaugh better hope for a mercy rule this season because his team was going to hang 100 on him, meaning 100 points. So those who thought that perhaps in this weird year and the game being moved up in October might lighten the rivalry, and of course we know that that other team has been dominant in the past number of years. Nope. Jim Harbaugh is front and center and being in the face of Ohio State. And Ohio State's giving it right back.
Oh, it's going to be a big clash. Where's it going to be this year?
In Columbus.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's okay. Beat them on their home turf.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But now, on a serious note, this is kind of funny. But on a serious note, if there is a forecast, a photograph, and it does show an Ohio State coach on the field with his players when he shouldn't be, that is a real. Why is Harbaugh the one bringing it up? Why hasn't somebody else said, "Hey, you can't do that"? Mm-hmm. What's Ohio State or anybody else?
Yeah,
it's better that it's Ohio State for us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. That's a rule break.
Do you have any idea what the penalty would be for that infraction?
Nothing. Yeah, major, probably.
Slap on the wrist.
They wouldn't take away a bowl game or anything.
You know, take away some practice days or something. You know, maybe downgrade their game. Remember when Rich Rod was coach?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
docked because Michigan was practicing too many hours.
So they're not going to make them forfeit the game to us.
No,
unfortunately,
like
they
nothing
won't.
Like that.
No.
I think it's more that they'd probably contact him and say, you're violating the rules, and if you do it again, we might punish you. But just so you know, we're watching you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which would be funny enough,
right?
But again, it's just like it's funny, of course, you know, that Harbaugh's calling him out. But again, if there's a photograph, everyone knows it's a rule break. Why didn't the NCAA come knocking and say, hello?
Yeah, right.
You know, why did it have to be up to Harbaugh to do that?
Right. However, though, Jason Day, that's the golfer. Ryan Day. Yeah. He does have a point. Maybe Jim should just worry about his own team and trying to beat that team from down in Ohio once.
When you're what, 0-5 now? I think.
And Michigan's only beaten Ohio State once in 18-19 years, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. That means there are kids graduating high school in Michigan this year that have only seen the Wolverines beat Ohio State once in their lifetime.
Oh,
that's depressing.
I long for the days of Earl Bruce.
Oh, yeah. John Cooper,
when they were the coaches of Ohio State, Michigan was beating them handily so many times. That was back in, the 90s and such.
Well, let's just hope there is a game on October 24th.
Yes, that's a good point. I understand MSU was released from quarantine yesterday.
Yes.
Well, so they can be back on the field.
They're back. Yeah, camps are opening up today. So this is where their new head coach finally really gets to meet with his team. Mel Tucker.
Oh, that's right. They do have the new head coach. Forgot all about that.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, at some point, maybe we'll have the broadcast of Michigan football. It's in the works, and it's on schedule.
Yep.
Stay tuned. And stay tuned for more of Michigan against that team from Ohio from Jim Harbaugh's perspective.